You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hour number two of a First Place Monday edition. And Browns fans, don't forget, head to Dog Pound Drive, the free Cleveland Browns fan pregame. Don't miss live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and more. It's all happening next to First Energy Stadium, starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. Don't miss the next Dog Pound Drive pregame before the Browns and Texans December the 16th. Pregame starts at 10 a.m. on the south side of First Energy Stadium with music from the Billy Moore's Band and DJ Steph Floss. And Browns fans, we want you in the building, getting loud. Show some love for your first team. We bark together, so get out there early and get loud. Have fun at Dog Pound Drive, and then get in the stadium, fill your seats, make some noise for the Browns as they take on the Texans with an opportunity to get to 7-3. Now joining us on the Ohio Business Machines hotline is a man, a legend, the one and only Jason Lockenfour from CBS. And Locka, here the Browns are at 6-3, and I'll ask you the question that's on everybody's mind here who's afraid to totally buy in. Is this Browns team for real?
Hey, why not, right?
Why not? I like it.
They continue to beat the teams that you think they're going to beat. I mean, they had a slip-up against Jacksonville, but, I mean, that stuff happens. Look around this league, the Jets clobbering the Steelers, getting beat up by the Bucks. Every week that something happens that people didn't see coming, and I think you have to bask in this. You have to celebrate it. I mean, it's been a long time, and they're in the thick of things. The way the schedule lines up, again, not that it'll be easy, but if you take care of business where you think you're going to, they should remain in the thick of things. It occurred to me, though, when you called, I was thinking, what about your man, the Victorious B.I.G. or the Notorious V.I.C.? You have a huge one coming up with the Bills, do you not?
Oh, we do. That's going to be a massive showdown in Carucci's corner.
I can't even imagine the smack talk during that week.
There's going to be some smack talk.
It'll be wings against what? I don't know. What will you wager? There's so many options. I just wish I could be in both cities that week to really take it all in.
Just get to Buffalo, and we'll party, and we'll celebrate, and we'll get ready for that one. But, yeah, we've already started talking about that one. And fortunately for the Bills, or not unfortunately, really, if we're being honest about it, they did not get to 6-3 this past weekend. So a little bit of an advantage for the Browns going into that one. But we've already started to come up with some type of – we're going to have to get some type of wager. He's going to come on our show. I'm going to go on his, and the smack talk will be epic, no question.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. I was a little worried.
Yes. Well, obviously, you've written at length about the Browns quarterback, Brian Hoyer.
Hoyer, what a great story
it is. What?
Hoyer the Destroyer?
Hoyer the Destroyer. And what a great story it is. We all know that. But as this progresses and as things start to get very serious, how do you see this playing out for him and this Browns team going forward?
I think my man Deion Sanders said it best. Pay the man. If you really think Manziel is the answer, and you're that's what you're mitigating, right? You won't commit to this kid because there's that concern that, geez, well, maybe Johnny doesn't play for another year or two or whatever. If that's what it is, if that's what's holding you back, and you're not going to convince me it's money that's holding you back, because Haslam's done nothing but spend money since he got there. I mean, he's willing to spend money all over the place to get people out of the building and certainly to keep people in, like an Alex Mack. So you won't convince me it's money. It's certainly not cap. The contract still, even with him performing the way he has, it's not going to hurt your team. It's not going to limit your ability to do anything. It just comes down to, is the owner ready to make that commitment? I just see this kid continue to build up a reputation and a pedigree around the league. And this week will be very interesting because the guy on the opposite sidelines, Bill O'Brien, was interested in trading for him this offseason, has really liked him since they were together in New England, wanted to get him there. We'll find out about Ryan Mallett. But Houston will be one of 6 to 8 teams likely to be in the market for a quarterback. You got Jason Light in Tampa. They had another abysmal showing there. It's not Glennon. It's not McCown. They probably need multiple quarterbacks. Jason Light was with Hoyer in New England. So he's got guys around the league who are waiting to see how this shapes out. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to hit a grand slam on the open market, but he'd do just fine if you let it get to that point.
Jason, two great additions to the defensive side of the ball for us has been Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby. And my question for you are, do you think with the success of this football season with Coach Pettine, who is a first-year head coach, moving forward that Cleveland, again, if they can close the deal and close the season really well with a potential playoff appearance, does this become a free agent-friendly marketplace for guys who are leaving contracts, expiring contracts, to want to come play in a city that's passionate about their team?
I guess it's possible, but trying to build your team through free agencies
is not going to work anyway.
You know, it's dicey. I was just looking earlier today, just going over contracts, I had a little time on my hands. So let me start looking at next year's free agent class. It's crap. I mean, when you factor in the fifth-year options that all these guys got, and then you look at who's going to get franchised, I just think it's fool's gold. It's proven to be fool's gold. The draft has to be your lifeblood. I mean, a guy or two here or there, sure. Look, it's a great football town. Guys want to be on a – first, being a winner let's be real. You got to pay, and you got to overpay. I mean, everybody's overpaying for free agents for the most part from other teams. Then you've got to have a winning program. And, you know, if it's a place that has a great fan base and has some tradition, then maybe that inches it a little bit, you know, one way or the other at certain points. But, I think that – I mean, you mentioned those two guys. I look at a kid like Gibson and finding him. That I think the more you do of that, that's how you start to build a franchise. That, especially in this very competitive division against some teams that have done a heck of a job evaluating talent over the long haul, or at least in the Bengals' standpoint, for the last 4 or 5 years, that's how you continue to maintain with those teams.
And we're speaking with Jason Lockenforest, CBS Sports NFL Insider. Let's talk about this division, because right now every team in this division, 600 or better winning percentage. It's the most winning division in the National Football League. The Browns right now in first, and you could say that the Steelers and the Ravens in last, yet the difference between last place and first place, just half a game. How do you see this division shaking out?
It's so difficult to call. It really is. It changes week by week. If Baltimore can get – they've got a stretch here where they've got Miami, San Diego, and New England coming up out of the bye. If they win two of those three, I think they'll be okay, because down their December schedule is very conducive to them winning. I mean, the Bengals, to me, are clearly a team that always seems like they're on the precipice of doom, even when things are going well. Now, they have to go to the Dome to play the Saints this week. If they're not able to get off the mat after, you know, what the Brownies did to them, then you look at their schedule and say they could be the odd man out. And the Steelers, when they play elite teams, they look great. When they play bad teams, they look horrible.
It is wild.
I can't figure them out, you know. I tend to think that Pittsburgh, it's feast or famine with that offense. If it could just be middle ground, they'd be all right, but it's 12 touchdowns in 2 weeks, and then it's one touchdown in three other games, and I just can't figure it out. But I think they have the most offensive talent to probably give themselves this division if they put their mind to it. But their defense leaves a whole lot to be desired. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Everyone's in it, and the weird thing is a lot of the head-to-head games have already been played.
Yeah.
It's really just the Bengals and the Steelers who haven't played yet, you know? And I tend to think the Steelers win those games. I won't say much, but if the Bengals lose Sunday, I don't think they're getting to the playoffs, because I think Pittsburgh could sweep them, and they got some other tough games on their schedule. So the Bengals can't get it done in New Orleans, I think they're in trouble.
And do you think the national perception of this Browns team has changed radically as the season progressed, one, but really more after that Thursday night win over Cincinnati? I mean, do people really view them as serious? I know you said, why not? But, I mean, are they being viewed now as a team on the rise? Because let's not forget, they did that to Cincinnati without Andrew Hawkins, who's coming back, hopefully, this week, without Jordan Cameron, the Pro Bowl tight end, hopefully coming back this week. And then Josh Gordon comes back 1 week after that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue's more defensively. You know, can they stop the run? I mean, the weather's about to turn. This is a division where weather usually matters. When teams set their mind to run the ball on them, I mean, Jeremy Hill rushing 12 times against you guys to me Thursday night was criminal. I mean, I don't know if Hugh Jackson was auditioning for a head coaching job or what, but that their whole scheme and how they came out and sort of what their plan was, and that win with a gun-shy quarterback throwing to the sidelines all the time. I don't know. But I think what's holding them back in a lot of people's minds who really watch them is just the defense. And as Hayden has gotten back his swag, you've seen them sort of eliminate the deep balls that were killing them, you know, and teams are a little more fearful to throw on them, and they're not giving up the big chunk yards the way they were early. But I know it's a passing league and yada, yada, yada. But if you're giving up 6 yards a carry on first down, that's a problem. And that's what needs to be shored up. And as they get healthier on the defensive line, you'd suspect that'll be the case.
You certainly would. Jason, final question for me. Just through his first, you know, you look at this team, new head coach, new GM, just organizationally, what's the feeling about this Browns organization now and the trajectory going forward? Is it that, yes, they're actually finally building something the right way? Is it that this has been, you know, a tremendous 9-game run, but we'll wait and see? What's the feeling on just kind of the job Farmer, Pettine, and the organization have done with this Browns team this season?
I mean, they seem to be a team on the come, but I think you have to bring it back to our first topic. Is the it's going to come down to the quarterback. I mean, it's the difference between winning organizations and non-winning organizations.
Totally.
And if this kid leaves, and I don't care what he does anywhere else, if this kid leaves and Johnny Manziel isn't the answer, then you know what I mean. All this other stuff we talked about, it doesn't matter. Especially in this division, it's not going to matter because Flacco's pretty good and Big Ben is damn good. And the Bengals have won a lot of games with Andy Dalton. So that's pivotal. It's crucial. I mean, I don't want to make too much of it, but it kind of sort of is the end-all and be-all. And if you can't get that position right, then you know what? You're not going to get a lot of free agents who want to come there, cause, especially on the offensive side, because who the hell is catching the ball? And,
exactly.
You know, we got Josh Gordon. Is he going to be able to stay out of trouble? I mean, if we want to talk long-term, there's a lot of stuff that has to be sorted out. But to me, if you don't get the quarterback position right, if you don't want to commit to this guy, then Manziel – he better be a hell of a lot better than this guy.
He better be very good. Yes. Speaking with Jason Lock and Ford, J Locks, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time. And it's fun to be able to talk to you about the Browns as they are, not necessarily saying, oh, what's going to happen in the draft next year? Who's the coach going to be? First place Browns, certainly a lot of fun. The Lobster's
game,
not so angry these days.
No. Happy Lobsters. And it should be a fun holiday season around there, playing meaningful games into Thanksgiving and towards Christmas. Beautiful thing.
Absolutely, it is. The great Jason Lockett for NFL Insider for CBS Sports was joining us. All right, brother, have a great rest of your day. Appreciate it.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get back to your phone calls, 216-578-0850. I mean, clearly, there is a change in the national narrative about this Browns team. Yes, everybody thinks they are for real, and now the Browns just need to go out there and prove just how real they are, Matt Wilhelm, and that is, I think, going to be the next step in the evolution of this franchise to being a legitimate NFL contending franchise year after year. Okay, we got here. We got to the summit. Now what are we going to do?
Yeah, no doubt. And even for me, and I'm sure there's fans all across the country, as I'm looking, and I can't wait till this Monday night game is out of the way, and I get to a Pro Football Talk or the rankings come out. How high did we jump? That's how we truly know how we matter in the eyes of those national perspectives.
We certainly will find that out. 2:30 coming up, Kevin Jones, Gerard Sherry. But when we come back, get on the phones, 216-578-0850. What are your Browns questions? How are you feeling about this team? What were you doing 19 years ago the last time the Browns were atop their division by their lonesome? Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, ESPN 850, WKNR.